What's your last name? The noises that you heard, do you remember about what time those went off?
I'm going to say around 9:30, but that's not exact.
Okay, that's fine. Just whatever you recall.
I know I was waiting to take my dogs out for a walk, and we usually go that direction because I've been...
So did you come outside and see something down the street
that made you wait? I came out a few different times.
And saw? What did you see down the street?
I came out once at about 6:30 because I was going to the store to pick up something for my wife and couldn't drive that way. That was the way I was going to go, and I was one room this way.
So there was already police cars?
There was already police cars everywhere. There were three fire trucks parked over here. When I came out, the Camarillo Police Department motorhome was driving by.
Okay.
I came back 5 minutes later and they pulled up, still going on down there. And at this point, I was kind of concerned. We kind of flipped through the news to see what it was. And I went outside and I walked to the neighbor's house right next door here, and there were people standing out in the street. Kind of listened to what they were saying, then I came back in about 8:30 or so. I went out again. When we heard the pops, I waited a few minutes, and then I went outside, and I heard at that point I heard a couple of people out here, and the KVTA guy was out here talking about that.
So was the very first pop you heard seemed to be louder than the others?
Yes.
Or about the same?
I would have said it was, to me it would sound like some kind of a concussion grenade or something, but it was probably maybe tear gas or something like that. And then, I don't know exactly how many, but maybe 5, 6, 7 seconds later, I heard several short pop, 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 which was gunfire. And I wouldn't know how many shots, because the TV was on, and I couldn't tell exactly.
But you could tell it was gunfire, and
yeah.
It sounded just several shots?
Yeah.
Was there anyone else outside with you or that heard it from your house that might have?
My wife was outside for a while.
At the time of the...
When we heard the shots, she was sitting next to me on the couch.
Okay, so she may have heard the shots as well.
Yeah.
Is she awake right now?
Yeah, I'm going to say she.
Thanks. Okay, I'll be down there as soon as I'm done here. Hi, good morning, good evening. Sorry to bother you so late in the evening. What's your name, ma'am? At the time that there were sounds that you heard, did you recognize what they were, or did you have any idea what they might have been?
There was one that sounded like a big explosion first that was louder than the other two. And then the other ones. And then there was a pause, and then after that it sounded like rapid fire, like pop, 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 pop.
Okay, so there's one big explosion,
mm-hmm.
And then there was a pause.
And then about like six, it sounded like six, gunshots or firing sounds.
And at that time, did you go outside to see what was going on down the street?
No, I didn't let anybody go outside.
Okay. Earlier in the day, were you guys home during maybe the early afternoon? Did you see any incidents or anything that was going on with a car racing up and down the street earlier today?
Mm-mm.
You hear anything from any of your neighbors about a car racing up and down the street?
Yeah.
I got home at about 4:45 and didn't notice anything. It wasn't until I went out again, like 6:30, that I noticed all the cops down the street.
But you didn't actually hear it go by when it first came by?
No.
We heard the neighbors talking about, because the guy was driving around crazy around here, and that's why this started off or whatever. But
yeah, we ended up chasing him. The rest, as they say, is history. So, okay. You may or may not be contacted by one of our major crimes detectives later on. They'll contact you at a more decent hour.
Mm-hmm.
If they do need to contact you,
Probably not, depending on how much more information they may need from you. But that'll yet to come, and hopefully they can't get a hold of you, they'll leave a message, and you do have a machine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's leave a message and leave a callback number for you if necessary.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
Have a good evening.